More than 20,000 St. Petersburg residents signed a petition to stop city council members from demolishing the iconic downtown pier. Those petitioners want voters to decide what happens to the inverted pyramid, and city council member Wengay Newton is one of them. At a press conference today, he said city legal staff kicked him out of a closed-door discussion about the pier.
Well, I'm going to ask them and hopefully request the transcript and the recordings of that meeting because I was supposed to be in there.
The pier is scheduled to be torn down this spring to make way for an overwater pedestrian and bike path known as the Lens. After the design was chosen out of several in an international competition, a group of people against it started speaking out. The group started a massive petition drive that was ignored by city council, with the exception of Newton.
My main complaint is that the people of this city should be allowed to vote. It's always been, from day one. It was never about me. It was about the people being able to vote. We have 160,000 registered voters in the city of St. Pete.
So he added his name to the list of signatures to be certified by the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections. That's why he was asked to recuse himself from discussions involving the pier. Even though Newton signed a petition, he did not end up on the list of people suing the city. He said that's because his name was filed after petitioners had already submitted the necessary number to put the measure on a ballot.
What you have there is 15,652 signatures that are on that lawsuit. That's the only people named. None of the over 22,000 that were collected. Okay, I was in the total batch, but I was not part of that lawsuit. And people asked for the information and received it. And once they received it, they went on their own tactics of doing whatever, but no one that I can tell of looked to see if my name was in that information, because I would have been in the meeting that they had.
Newton said it took him 5 minutes to find out from the Supervisor of Elections office that he wasn't named on the lawsuit. It's a technicality, but Newton argues that doesn't matter.
You can say that African Americans are suing the city, and I happen to be one of them, so we have to recuse myself then.
The petition drive was started by St. Pete resident Tom Lambden. Even though he said Newton's name being left off the lawsuit was unintended, he still knows why it happened.
The only people on that petition that I held back on a multi-signature form from November the 10th of 2010 that we did at the pier was my family, last name Lambden, and my buddy over here.